lights, camera, action. Yeah, let's all get sockless. Feet out. Toes out.
Oh, wow. Camera can't even see it, though. Is it not worth it? No, to it. It's worth it for us. I might look. I just cut my toenails.
Nice.
It's funny. Yeah, you're going to have to carry this one. I got nothing.
Did we record last week?
Yeah. Monday.
Oh. And we all wore, like, the same thing, right? Like, same, like...
Baseball. Theme?
Oh, yeah, I had a baseball game. I still have it, actually.
Well, two weeks in a row, we've all shown up to the studio in the same themed merch again. Jumbo Shrimp shirt, Jumbo Shrimp shirt, Jumbo Shrimp hat. And they had a walk-off win today. First one of 2024. So, just wanted to...
What's that mean?
Here's your mic.
No, we don't have to start yet.
I didn't know we started.
I don't think we did.
Oh.
A walk-off win is when you're in the bottom of the ninth and you need...
You score and you win.
You just need one run to win the game, which gives the other team no possible chance. Yes. You walk off with the win.
In hockey, why don't they just circle the net? Like the defenders, just build a wall.
Build a wall.
Because what? I understand. This is a weird point.
Why don't they just all stand?
All five of them?
Yeah, just stand in front of the goal.
And just stand the whole game.
And never play offense?
And yeah, right. They wouldn't score. They wouldn't win.
How about only do that when they're on defense? Then once someone gets a hold of the puck, then they go on offense.
But then that would break. Like, it's too fast paced for everybody. All right, everybody line up now. We're going to circle the net. Uh-huh. That wouldn't work.
I think it would.
I promise you it wouldn't.
It's like when why don't the Warriors just build a circle around Curry?
It's like the same logic, probably. Also, if you just have five guys standing around the net in a circle, like, and you're just getting shot at, like, it's
that would hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not gonna like just stand there and take it.
Oof!
Yikes!
That would hurt. Okay.
All right. Good pod.
Thank you.
What's new in the sports world?
Yeah, we gotta talk every sport.
We'll start with the thing that's not on everybody's mind: the WNBA draft. Because I watched it, and I assume you guys didn't.
I'll pull up the results.
Who went?
The results.
Who went?
There's a lot of talk right now.
Did you do a mock?
Did not.
There's a lot of talk right now about WNBA player salaries now that everyone cares because this is the biggest talent they've ever had.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't. Is it bigger than that one Brittany Griner fella?
Fella. Not bigger than her, but there's like multiple. There's like
Caitlin several. Clark's not bigger than her.
She is.
You mean like physically bigger or
no? Like
better
hype. Nah. Just hype.
She's Caitlin Clark is more,
but there's
hype.
There's a lot more hype players than just Brittany Griner. I think that's the big
than Caitlin Clark.
The big draw this year. So I wonder if that is going to create more revenue for the WNBA, which will allow the players to earn more than they do already because. If you're a rookie in the WNBA, your salary is like $330,000.
No, I don't think it's that much. I thought I saw Caitlin
Clark over 4 years.
Oh, okay. So yeah, your yearly. Yeah, I saw Caitlin Clark's yearly salary is going to be like $75,000 to $80,000.
Yeah. So.
Which she's probably making more in college. She's definitely making more.
Yeah, definitely. So they're making all their money from endorsements, basically. But, I watched the draft for like the first 12 picks. And
how many players did you know?
Three. That's it. There were two players from France. I was like, I don't even know NBA players that come internationally. Of course, I'm not going to know the women. Like, I didn't even know who Luka Doncic was.
Really?
No, I didn't.
I'm looking at the results now. I know Caitlin Clark. I know Cameron Brink, which I learned today that she's like good friends with Steph Curry. Like, it's her. Steph Curry's dad is like her godfather Like they're like that close for some reason. Not relevant, but Angel Reese I know. And this name from UConn sounds familiar, Elijah Edwards.
What about Cardoso?
Yeah.
You know her?
I don't.
That's like the big behemoth from South Carolina.
She's 6'7".
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell it. Cameron Brink is 6'4". Caitlin Clark is 6 feet. All right, I could take her then. Ricky Jackson is 6'2".
Did we already discuss that, whether you could beat Caitlin Clark 1-on-1?
We didn't discuss it.
No. That was just a Discord topic, I think.
Could you?
Chat topic.
Do you think I could?
No.
Well, I actually asked my dad this, and he said I could not.
The debate, Keith? The debate in our chat was that you're playing 1-on-1. You're going to overpower and get the ball back when you miss and just get your rebounds, and she won't be able to stop
it. But who's you? Me? I don't. I mean, I could out rebound her.
Yeah.
She better not miss.
She's 6 foot, 100, whatever, soaking wet. So, I don't know. I was arguing that. You might not get the ball back if you miss, don't get a rebound, and she's just shooting the lights out.
How come they don't have these women's weights on here?
Can she drive?
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
You shouldn't be looking up their weights.
You just asked if a woman can drive. That's disrespectful.
To the hoop. So do you think you could beat her, Eric? 1-on-1?
I think I'm trash. But I
right,
but
this is disrespectful. I'm so bad at basketball, but I can.
But
beat
I
her.
Can still beat her.
But I mean, you're so much bigger, so yeah. That's help.
I think
so much. Jeez.
Well, he is.
Yeah, I'm pretty big compared to her. But
are you still obese?
Wait, I saw a post
it's so
today
funny
about
saying.
That. Who sent me that?
Probably Jack.
John A. did. No, I meant to send to
Jack's you. Obsessed with you being obese.
It was obese is the N word for plus sized people.
Oh my God. Plus sized people.
Someone
I
said,
love that
obese,
word.
Please.
I get it. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Say it. What is it?
Nigger.
I mean,
oh shit, we're back. 2017. Way. What I done in June? Gang, gang. But no, I don't think I'm good at basketball enough to beat her, regardless of my size. I think she'd steal the ball from me. I think I'd miss a lot of layups. I'd get tired, and she'd
because you miss on air.
Yeah, I don't think the skill set allows me to win. But somebody who regularly plays basketball, maybe at LA Fitness, that has the same size as me, sure.
Oh God, yeah,
yeah.
But I feel like you could just slowly,
I'm clumsy though.
Slowly back her down and just keep putting up layups until you make it. You're gonna out rebound her every time.
Yeah, I don't know, but she's gonna scorn you every time because she just can shoot so well from anywhere.
So she yeah, would.
I would have to make my shots because I'm going to get tired pretty easily 1-on-1. The stamina is just not there. So.
Like, I'm thinking even someone who's like you said, really, a really good, like, LA Fitness pickup guy, like your size, too. I still think it would.
Which is.
You think it'd be close?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. 6 foot? Small girl? Smaller white girl?
6 feet's not that small.
Wait, you're saying someone his size at LA Fitness? It would be close with Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
No way. No chance.
But she's going to score every time.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
It's make it take it.
She's not going to score every time.
She's going to make one. She's gonna
why is she going to score every time?
Have you watched
she's,
her?
She's never going to miss?
Be honest. Have
she's
you watched
going,
her?
Does she make every three? What's her shooting percentage?
Pretty close.
She doesn't make every three.
If she misses one and doesn't get the layup, it's over. Versus any rando that's Eric's size at LA Fitness. 1,000%. She can't play defense on them. You could beat her 1-on-1.
I know you take that.
He's just Jackson changes his mind. Ah, maybe you're right.
No. She's physically incapable to guard somebody massive.
Thank God we don't have female listeners. They'd be so mad. I'm looking at her college stats.
What about Angel Reese?
No.
Do you think you could beat Angel Reese 1-on-1?
She's not as good as Caitlin.
She's not a shooter, but she rebounds and.
But she's like my height.
She's got a little body, but. I'd get hard.
Does she have a body yaddy? She has a body yaddy?
She got a body yaddy, boy. Got a body yaddy.
She shoots like 39% from three.
Yeah, she's not shooting on us, but she'll be aggressive in the paint.
Like, no, I'm talking about, sorry, Caitlin Clark.
Oh.
Shoots 39% from three.
Cardoso kicking all y'all. All right. 6'8".
That's wild. I've never seen her. You pull up a picture of Condoleezza.
Caitlin Clark as a freshman averaged 27 points a game.
That good?
That was her worst season, points-wise.
Too bad her 1-1 game's going to 28.
Camila,
yeah. She's Brazilian. A Brazilian behemoth.
Is that offensive?
Probably.
This is what she looks like.
Don't mind
this. This is the longest way to
show me. Don't
mind
baseball.
No, I need a full body. Yachty.
Yachty. Kind of sus, but okay.
I don't know. I can't see how big she is from that.
But
she's 6'7".
She was drafted by the Chicago Sky, who also took Angel Reese. So.
Oh, Twin Towers.
So, yeah, I made the comparison that it was like Tim Duncan and what's his name? Robinson? David Robinson back in the day. Trying to hype up the WNBA game. Will I watch? I don't know. I might forget about the season when it starts.
Apparently, tickets to Indy's first game. What is it? The Indy Hot Flash? What are they?
Fever.
Fever. Oh.
Hot Flash.
Sexist. That is sexist.
You didn't. That wasn't intended?
No. It should have been Indy Hot The Indy menopause. Indy menopause.
Oh,
bro,
shit.
Kiss me,
come
man.
Come on, man. No.
All right. They're not even sus.
Pirates.
Okay. Interesting. I need another angle.
You need the side.
Dude, you need
side.
Everything.
You need the side by side with the commissioner when she was drafted.
Who's the commissioner? Silver?
That'll do it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Silver.
Silver's wife. Cardoso draft.
I want to see what Adam Silver's wife looks like now.
Oh, found one.
Oh.
There. If that helps.
Yeah.
She big. Wow. 6'7".
Where's she from? India?
He just said Brazil.
India. Brazil.
Why'd you just say India? I don't know. Is Adam Silver's wife.
Is she? Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No. I mean, he's ugly as all get out.
That's why I was just curious, because like he looks like an alien.
Yeah.
Maggie Grice.
How does he get to his position? Like, I wonder where he started and how he worked his way up.
I'll tell you.
Is there an Adam Silver biography?
I got to turn the fan on. I'm hot.
Don't brag.
Having a hot flash.
Guess how old he is.
65. 62. 61. I solemnly swear.
Was born into a Jewish American family.
Of course.
His father was a lawyer who specialized in labor law.
He's probably
grew up in New York.
Always.
After high school, went to Duke University. Was a member of Phi Delta Theta.
Of course.
Why is that? Like, why do we know?
This is the relevant? Perfect. This is the perfect white man.
Graduated
Jewish, New York City
with a bachelor arts degree in political science. Worked legislative aid, House representatives. Blah blah blah. Has a law degree, University of Chicago. After law school. Was a law clerk for a judge.
So he's not even commissioner because he likes basketball.
It's always law.
He's just a businessman.
I mean, you need, yeah.
Pretty sure Roger Goodell was a lawyer too.
Right. You can't just like bring in an NBA fan to run the league.
LeBron.
Yeah. You need to know like some stuff about like issues. I don't know.
Oh, but Caitlin Clark also passed the most jersey sales by a number one pick in all of sports.
All of sports?
Yeah.
There's no way.
All of sports ever?
Just girls, right? Female sports?
Someone sent it in Discord. Let me see if it was like a fake post.
We need a fact check on this.
Let me.
Female.
Like, what would be another first overall pick that would?
Let me read it. New record, becoming Fanatics' highest selling draft pick in a single night. Sorry. So just a night.
But still, that's crazy.
Right.
Doesn't it say something about Trevor Lawrence in there?
Exceeding the sales Trevor Lawrence generated in 21.
That's crazy that Trevor Lawrence is up there.
But I guess that makes sense because Indianapolis is literally just a basketball city.
It's true. They
got the
Colts. Forgot about them.
But like Indiana,
more than Andrew Luck,
basketball team, Pacers. I think so, just because of all the Indiana
more
days.
Than
Bob Knight,
Baker Mayfield, Cleveland. They love quarterbacks.
They were probably so tired of their quarterback, like wanted to wait a little bit.
Good for them though. But that's enough WNBA.
That was fun though.
Yeah, it
was. Their season starts like really soon.
May.
Whoa! Like no turnaround time.
That's crazy.
Not at all. They don't need practice. It's like, get out there. It's only 12 teams. It's like, you know your opposition.
Well, yeah, and yeah, it's just basketball.
And they only play 40 games, so.
Good.
I wish NBA would shorten their season again. Remember when it was 50?
That was so great. Nice.
Well, like during like
lockout?
Lockout season?
No, even before that. Like early days, it used to be 50. Like,
I don't remember that.
I think they expanded to 82.
What do you mean?
But lockout season.
Like how early? Because like the
like 60s. Not 60s.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But they, I didn't mean 60s. I meant they had 60 games too.
Oh. In
I don't think it's always been 82.
But like the early 90s Bulls were like that was still 82 game season. Because like the Warriors broke, didn't they break their record?
True, yeah.
Of 73 wins.
Damn, what era am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Lockout.
Just the 1 year where they didn't have 82 games and maybe. I enjoyed it.
And COVID year was kind of shortened.
It's just because, like I said earlier, like 82 games and then you just comes down to one playing game of your season. It seems like a big waste of time.
But that's only, I agree, but that's only for like, if those teams wanted to not, for it not to come down to the last game, play better. It only comes down to the last game for a couple teams, right?
Four of them. Seven, yeah. Eight, nine, and 10 seed.
But for the other teams.
But this isn't even like if the Lakers lose tonight. If these teams aren't done after tonight.
No, this is 7 and 8.
Right.
So.
Just not even the comes down to one game.
They play again. No, unless 7 seed wins. Right?
No, the loser of this game has another game.
Oh, yeah. But if the winner of 7-8.
The winner of this game is a 7 seed, yes. Yeah. But then the loser
plays
again the winner of the 9-10 for the 8 seed.
And it might be Lakers-Warriors.
That's just what they want.
Lakers go from in-season tournament winners to possibly losing in the play-in and missing playoffs.
Yeah, it's when it's kind of what happens when your best players are 39 and also very injury-prone, the other one.
We had a request in Discord for some hockey scenarios. Are you able to provide the playoff scenarios for hockey teams?
I only know the Penguins, but I can look it up. The others, if we want that.
The fans want it.
All right, I'll do it for the fans.
Because I have no idea what's going on.
I mean, after tonight, it's going to change after like these games. But here we go. I'll start with the Penguins. I know it. The Penguins need a win on Wednesday against the Islanders, need a Capitals loss against the Flyers, and a Red Wings loss against the Canadiens tonight.
Just to be in wild card?
Just to be in, yeah. So, and that means the Capitals or the Red Wings, if they win, either of them win, they're in.
Tonight.
Yeah, that's really all there is like of teams getting in to the playoffs for the East.
He made it sound like there was like 5 games that determined the playoffs tonight.
I mean, I'm seeing also like a clinching scenario for the Bruins to clinch the Atlantic Division.
I think if the Bruins win, they play the Lightning in the playoffs.
Because it's, you said, division leaders versus wild cards and then 2-2 and 3-3. Right.
Yep.
Bruins Tampa Bay would be electric. Would you go to Tampa?
Electric. Nice.
Would you go to Tampa?
I don't know.
For a game?
Maybe.
I think you should. To prove you're not fake.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll
go.
If you're a real fan.
Yes, I'm going.
Who would you root for?
You know this.
He's big B's.
Double B's? Who's your favorite player?
Yikes.
I am. My favorite player has to be the top five in the league in points, and that's Pasternak.
Yep.
Wow. Something Pasternak.
David?
David.
I'm cheating.
Oh, nice. I was like, Eric's kind of nice.
Because when you said it, I knew it, but off the top of my head, I didn't know his first name.
I know like four NHL players. I'm surprised Sidney Crosby is still playing.
He's a beast.
Is he not 50?
He's now? 36.
I know. I've been hearing about him like my whole life.
I know.
I feel like he's literally my whole life. Like, I don't really remember much. I mean, he came up when I was like 4 or 5, like 05.
Says experience, 18 years.
Oh my gosh.
He's older than me.
He's reaching LeBron levels in the NHL. I was 13 when he joined the NHL, so makes sense.
Yeah.
High school freshman. I've been hearing Sidney Crosby's name. Ovechkin's still playing. He's another big name.
Yeah, he's still around.
Not as dominant, I guess.
Eh, close. I mean, Crosby's better than him is career-wise, but, like, Ovechkin's right there with him.
And then I know Kucherov because of all the Tampa Bay Lightning runs.
Okay.
And I know McDavid.
All right.
Just because he's, like, I think he's, like, the up-and-coming guy now. He's about to be the face.
Who?
Connor McDavid from the Jet. It's a Canadian team.
Yep.
Oilers.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Edmonton?
You guys are good.
Let's see how many air. Shit. Let's see how many. Pod.
All right. NHL teams.
Why see, we, so you guys know. Why we.
Yeah, just say the city and we got to find.
What's the one? Why we bury the one guy on ESPN that talks hockey?
Couldn't tell you.
Forgot his name.
Do you want like.
This is actually a good trivia.
Do you want logos or. That's not audio.
We want either the city or the team mascot. Team name.
I think I should give you the city.
My boy said Edmonton. He's hot.
okay, yeah, you can give us the city.
This is going to be easy.
I'll start in the east in the Metro.
Metro!
I don't even know what that means.
The Metropolitan Division.
Yeah.
And the Atlantic Division. Those are two divisions in the east. Carolina.
Hurricanes.
Wow. Ty. Columbus.
They had a run last year. Blue Jackets. I've been to a game.
It's crazy. Okay.
My girl from the sea, boy.
Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
Like the Army. Columbus.
The Army men.
New Jersey.
Oh.
Devils.
Our first guest. New Jersey Devils.
Whoa.
Kincaid.
Dalton. Keith.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Keith.
Yeah, Keith. Not the tight end.
two New York teams. What are they?
Rangers.
Islanders. Easy.
Philadelphia.
Flyers.
Yep.
Almost said Phillies.
Pittsburgh.
Steelers. Penguins.
Pirates.
Washington.
Commanders.
Capitals.
Shit.
All right, that's the whole Metro. Atlantic Division, we have Boston.
Big Bees.
Buffalo.
Sabres.
Whoa. Nice. You know your division rivals, I guess. Detroit.
That's the Iceman.
Red Wings.
Yep.
Little Caesars.
Florida.
Panthers.
Montreal.
Canadians.
Almost said Quebec.
Quebec. Montreal, Quebecs.
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Ottawa. Ottawa. Fuck.
Ottawa. I think it's a government name.
Ottawa.
Congressman.
No, but it is a government name. You're right.
Senators.
Yep.
Whoa.
Their ass.
Tampa Bay.
Come on, boy.
Well,
Thunderstorm.
Is that thunder?
Toronto.
Maple Leafs.
I heard rep. That's Justin Bieber's team.
So now we're in the West. Pacific Division. Anaheim.
This one might come.
Ducks.
Yep. Oh, shit. Okay.
You guys are going to get all of them.
West Coast.
Calgary.
Flames.
Yep.
Well, thank you. No way I would have gotten that.
Edmonton.
I've never seen them play.
Me either.
Oilers.
Cool yep. logo though, Flames.
I love their like color scheme and everything.
Now I gotta look it up.
Too bad they're in Calgary.
Yeah.
What is it?
Calgary
Flames. It's like a red and orange, like get up.
You. Why are you 60?
Oh, you like that? Oh, you like that? This is Chiefs, like all day.
It's orange.
It is Chiefs. Chiefs on ice. Mahomes.
It's a good, that'd be a good play. Chiefs on ice.
Los Angeles.
Come on, boy. That's them Sharks.
No.
Oh, wait, no.
LA.
They were just good. Kings.
Yep. San Jose.
Sharks.
Yep.
Rawr.
Seattle.
Kraken.
Nice. That escaped my mind real quick.
I thought they were your team, though.
Chill. I ain't watched him niggas since the first season.
Vancouver.
Since his Canucks. The worst trip of his life.
Wow.
Was that the worst?
It's the worst trip of your life, you said.
Seattle.
Penn State, Jags, and then Kraken.
Oh, yeah. That was tough.
Vegas.
Golden Knights.
Yep.
Yeah, we're good. We're nice.
All right.
We know our hockey.
Last division, the Central Division.
Jeez, how many teams?
30.
Wow.
Do WNBA next.
Okay. All right. Arizona, which they just said
Diamondbacks.
Moving to Utah.
Oh, Coyotes.
Yep.
That helped.
Chicago.
I just saw a post that they're moving to Utah. It's like, what?
Chicago.
Blackhawks.
Yeah, Blackhawks.
Colorado.
Rockies?
Avalanche.
Oh.
They just won the ship.
Rockies is a...
They won last year, right? It was Denver and Avalanche. It was a Denver championship.
Oh.
Nuggets.
Yeah. Like Colorado is in Denver's in Colorado. Dallas.
Stars.
Minnesota.
Wild.
Whoa.
God.
Yeah. That's wild that you knew that.
Minnesota Wild.
Nashville.
Predators.
Good team.
That's Andy. St. Louis.
Blues.
Nice.
Last one, Winnipeg.
Jets.
Whoa. 30 for 30. No ESPN.
No documentary.
Is it 30? Or is it 32 now? I'm sorry, 32.
Oh, man. Shit. Boy, shit.
Yeah, 32.
Who was that dude on the Blues that played in the Olympics that one year? He used to be like their best player. I don't think he plays there anymore. I used to know his name. Clearly, I don't anymore.
I'm sorry.
Fuck.
WNBA teams.
There's only 12. John A. last night was like, there's only 12 teams? I was like, yeah, girl, I ain't got no money.
You. all right, starting in the East, we have Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Do you know any?
Damn. If this were 2017, done, Drew, I'd be making some jokes right now.
Are you scared now?
Yeah.
We'll go here. Dream.
Yes.
I think I know.
Whoa.
Them. I think I know them. From the draft.
Chicago. Oh, yeah. You watched the draft last night. You should know these. Chicago.
That's my team now. Sky.
Okay.
Angel Reese and Cardoso.
Connecticut.
Sun.
What the fuck?
They're the Sun?
Just the Sun.
Do you not have the answers right here?
I do. It's just like...
Not plural.
Connecticut Sun.
Yeah, Connecticut. What does Sun have to do with Connecticut?
I don't know. The logo is just like a sea with flames.
In a sun, yeah.
It's so dumb.
Indiana.
Fever.
There you go.
What's fever, though? You're just sick?
These need to make more sense. This is why they're failing.
New York. Doesn't
Marketing
make sense.
Is terrible.
New York makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Liberty. It's got the statue.
Because that's a female.
Yeah, that's right. Women.
And like that's like the same color Statue of Liberty too. Washington. I had no idea this one.
Almost said Mystics.
That was correct.
Oh.
Wait, you're a fan.
That kind of makes sense.
With the Wizards.
The NBA team is a Wizards.
But why?
I don't know. Brother and sister.
But why Mystical. Is that? Washington.
It have nothing to do with Washington.
Is the least mystical place I could think of in the country. Western Conference, Dallas.
Yeah, this is where I get stumped. I don't know Dallas.
Dallas Heard. Is the Wings.
interesting.
This one makes sense, and you should know this. I think Las Vegas.
Aces.
Aces, yeah. Makes sense.
Defending champs.
Los Angeles.
Sparks. I knew that because of Candace Parker. I used to watch her play.
She retired.
It's a good question. I feel like she still plays.
She's always
like
on.
She goes like back and TNT. Forth from the studio to playing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
Minnesota.
Lynx.
Yep.
Phoenix. Maya Moore. Maya Moore days.
Who's that?
Wow. Jack doesn't know Maya Moore?
Correct.
Do you remember when Connecticut would go on those undefeated runs with Gino Auriemma or whatever his name is?
Don't know. Oh, well, that's their coach.
That was their star back then, Maya Moore.
I mean, they had...
Who they had?
Breonna Stewart.
Okay. That's why you don't
crazy
know
pull.
Because Maya's black.
Oh. Minnesota?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Lynx.
Phoenix.
Brittany Griner's team.
Oh, really?
If she still plays. Does she play still?
Well, she's like back now. What's her deal?
With Diana Taurasi or whatever. Phoenix. Mercury.
Yep.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
Hot.
Yeah, it makes sense, I guess. This last one makes sense. Seattle.
Seahawks.
Storm. We're nice.
All right. WNBA and NHL. Great segments there.
Great. We had the Masters. I watched none of it. So how did Tiger do?
Bad. Well, he made the cut.
Such a cash.
I'm super golf cash.
He made the cut, which is impressive. It's his 24th straight made cut at the Masters, which is now a record. But after that, he was terrible the next 2 days. He was finished last of those who made the cut. But
so making the cut means just the first day, Thursday, and then you get to play the rest of the weekend?
First 2 days.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah. Friday.
Finishing the top roughly half, I guess you could say.
So making the cut guarantees you to play win the some of the money.
Yep. Yeah, and if you don't make the cut,
you get nothing.
You don't get anything.
Nice. I like those rules.
We did get a great meme out of him, though, with him shaking the tree's hand.
Yeah, I did see. I saw, like, two people post that.
I saw it everywhere.
You and somebody else.
Did you watch?
Casually. I didn't watch Sunday. I watched Saturday.
What'd you think?
Electric.
Yeah, just didn't.
Just golf.
Just didn't do it for me this year.
Sorry.
I mean, no. So Saturday.
You have a Masters Cup right here.
It looked like it was going to be good Sunday, but Sunday, Scheffler. Right?
Scheffler.
He just stayed in the lead and didn't really give it up. So I didn't tune in. If it got close, if he like was tied or lost the lead, I probably would have tuned in, but I was keeping my eye on it to see if I should tune in and didn't look like I needed to.
He's so good.
Yeah, he won the Players, right?
And the tournament before that.
Good Lord.
Jeez. He's like Tiger.
Stop.
He will, like, we haven't seen someone this dominant since Tiger, probably.
What?
Yeah.
In the same
year. Feels like it's so low key.
What do you mean?
In the same year? Or just.
I mean,
did he win last year?
Win what?
The Masters?
He won the Masters in 2022.
Okay.
He won the Players last year.
Wow.
I mean, he's still young. He's only 27. And
I don't know. You got to do more. Because, like, I feel like these golfers, they win and then they just disappear. Like, what happened to Spieth? Thought he was going to take off.
He's still around, doesn't really win.
Yeah. But he did, like, at the beginning. And then he's like, we don't hear about him.
Yeah, anymore. But this is even more. Like, Scotty's, like,
oh, run. Scotty.
Scheffler, it's his first name.
I know. I just wanted to see how your relationship was. I didn't know it was like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what else to say. You guys didn't watch. I don't know how to entertain you here.
Let's see. Golf.
I just wanted to know about Tiger, really.
Oh, I've been told one of the guys in the mix, he's a rookie this year, or I guess last year. I've been told I look like him, and I don't get told I look like anyone. So
insider,
I'm hanging on to this lookalike. And I referred to him in first person.
First time I heard that Grayson Allen looked like Ted Cruz this week.
That's the first time you heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit. It's been a thing.
Where have I been?
I've been told I look like Ludwig Åberg.
Ludwig.
Whoa.
I kind of see it, so I'm going to
grab it. See it in the eyes. A little bit. Are you going to be a fan of him now?
Yeah, I am.
Ludwig.
He had a cute little video or clip on TV when he was walking up after. He was tied for the lead on Sunday for like
Ludwig?
Yeah.
Shit.
And then for like a hole or two. And
Ludwig.
Then,
I guess I could have watched.
He was after that, he was holding like a power bar and like walking up and like
that's
the fans.
So you.
The fans, it actually is. The fans were like, he was giving high fives, and then one of the fans actually knocked the power out of his hand, and then he looked so sad, but he was just joking. It was really
bro,
cute.
Bro, that's
video.
So you. That's crazy.
I'll send a clip.
Was he chugging water?
Trail mix?
Oh, here it is.
It's funny.
What a clip.
No, every time the Masters comes on, they're still like milking, because obviously they get the casuals watching. It's about Tiger Woods, and they're still milking that 2019 run, which.
That's why Hard Rock had a whole section dedicated to Tiger.
It's
the Masters. Sorry.
And I like to think about every time that happens, I like to think about like my favorite moments in sports. And I don't know if there's a better one than that, other than LeBron going back to Cleveland and coming back from 3-1 and winning the title.
Like in terms of like comeback stories type thing?
Just sports moments in general.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Tearjerkers. I mean, like movie type.
Right.
So feel free to think of something that comes close.
Don't think I can.
I mean, this is a little bias, but Jags coming back on the Chargers is insane.
What about like Super Bowl moments?
I mean, Patriots come back 28-3.
Yeah.
But I don't think any Super Bowl matches how I felt when Tiger Woods won.
For you personally?
Yeah, mainly though because I don't really like
any
other
team. Super Bowl?
Yeah. Now that Tiger's mine. Not like that.
That's my boy.
Not like that, but.
Yeah, we know what you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I meant it like that. But yeah, I just, the way that, you can't write that. Like, and then the, like him hugging his kid when he won the first time or whatever, it was his dad that he was hugging.
Right.
And then him walking so happy with his son through the, freaking crazy. Anything?
Those are once in a generation type of moments. Because next time that happens, we'll probably be like 80. When we get like somebody that great.
When Tiger's son wins.
Or like Bronny leads a team to the. Or his other son, because I feel like Bronny's not great. But we are headed into the era of the juniors.
All of the sons.
Of the guys we watched, all their kids growing up and playing.
And one of them is going to be playing in Jacksonville.
Marvin Harrison?
Maserati Marv.
Let's go.
When we trade up.
To four.
A la Falcons for Julio Jones. With that being said, Jack, you want to share any mock draft?
Oh, we're going to talk draft.
Yeah. Do you have a mock draft?
Not me personally. We did one on Hogline.
You did one. Okay. I thought you were doing one. Okay.
Which everyone can check out.
By doing what?
Going to Hogline podcast.
Okay.
It'll be posted on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Do you have it written down?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Pause. I'll share the Jags pick.
Oh, you can do it all.
He doesn't
want
to release
all.
The whole thing.
You're not going to release the whole thing because you want people to listen.
Kind of.
Damn.
You said subscribe to Hogline.
Drop some. Like, just drip us through the draft. Just drip a little player here and there.
I'll give you three teams. You pick.
Three.
Do you guys mock trades?
No, we didn't do any trades.
Oh. Bro, you probably have more listeners than Dun & Drew these days. We ain't sending you anyone.
Like I was trying to get that mock way.
Bro, just give me the mock, man. We'll get the mock next week then, right before the draft.
Okay.
Can we do a pod? No, but I still want these teams.
So you want this mock?
Yeah, but like just a teaser and then give us a full one next week.
So I'll give a teaser would be like three teams.
Okay, whatever.
Give me three teams.
Okay, give me what's the draft order?
Not the whole order.
Bears, no. Who's two?
Commanders.
Give me Commanders, but I don't fucking care.
You know, I was like, you don't give a fuck about
who's out there, Commanders?
Our mock Patriots. Our mock draft is also what we would do, not what we think would
will happen.
What you would do if you were the team? Interesting.
Give me Patriots.
No, not what we think will happen, but what we would do.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are high on Jayden Daniels, and that's a mistake. He's going to get so hurt. I bet that's where you guys did with the Patriots, but I'll take it anyway.
The Patriots?
Yeah.
Jayden Daniels.
Yeah, you fools.
I mean, consensus of what's going to happen is Jayden Daniels is going to go second. He's going to go to the Commanders.
That's already said. Yeah. Why?
Which I think is, I mean, I'm not that high on Jayden Daniels.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh.
Although I made this pick for the Patriots and took him at three. But like,
when Andy only sees the QB run,
he's being way overhyped. That's true.
It's his mindset on it.
But
like ant.
True.
Ant.
You hate ant.
Oh yeah, ant's not gonna be good. But we do want Dunny next week.
that was a joke.
Yeah, I was just kidding. We love ant.
Why is Penix not first round material? I feel like
he might be.
Yeah, do I just not know how to watch football? Because when I watch, Penix looks a lot better than Jayden Daniels. It's because he's fast.
Who's fast?
Is it because he's dual threat?
Jayden Daniels is faster.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Is it because
Penix had ACL surgeries?
Yeah, there's a lot of injury concerns with him. Mm. I mean, I think almost every season he's had like season-ending injuries.
Yikes. Mm.
When he was at Indiana, not at Washington.
That would make sense.
He's also he's also old too that like some people he's... I think he had 6 years in college, so he's probably my age.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so old.
I'm so old.
That's like drafting Jordan Travis right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's he going to go? Second round?
He's not getting drafted.
I mean, I don't know.
He's going to the fucking St. Louis Black Storm or whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah, UFL, he can prove himself.
Because that YouTuber was in the UFL, destroying.
Yeah, he got hurt.
He got hurt.
Oh, wow.
Forgot sprained neck or something.
You guys want the Jags pick?
Keep going, just lifts the teams after the Patriots.
Cardinals.
No trade, so that's probably Marvin Harrison. Keep going.
Chargers.
Probably receiver.
I think it's going to be a lineman.
After him? After that?
Giants.
Ooh. Probably. Okay, QB. I want to hear Giants.
You do? Do you want to hear
Penix? It's probably Penix.
It's QB. It's got to be QB.
It's not.
Tough.
Brock Bowers.
No.
Tough. Joe Alt.
No.
Give it to me.
Malik Neighbors.
Malik Neighbors. Who's that?
Who's throwing? Jones still?
Yep.
Why?
Because they paid him a lot of money.
So? The $1 billion franchise. Kick him to the curb.
But there's a salary cap, so you can't just forfeit $40 million.
I feel like
the Broncos are.
I feel like Brian Daboll hates him.
He probably does.
He's going to run it back.
Yeah.
Tough situation.
I mean, I think he's just tied up for one more year with him probably. And then they can cut him after the season and only eat, I think, like $10 million dead cap. So they'll probably do that. That's what I had to predict now.
Well, it's Chiefs League anyway, so.
Jags.
Wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr.
From
LSU. I like that pick. I love that pick.
17 touchdowns last year.
He's the only
receiver
in the draft that I don't know whose highlights I actually looked up. Because a lot of Jags fans have been talking about every receiver.
This could be the Brian. Why did Justin Jefferson go so late?
Good question. Don't really know.
I feel like this is
downsides in the draft. Those
is this so low key Justin Jefferson 2.0?
No.
Not even going to be close.
I mean, could be, but the receiver. I know
if there was a prospect like Justin Jefferson, he'd be going like 2 overall.
The receiver that I see a lot out of him, and when I was watching his film, and then I saw someone else talk about it, like break him down. Uh-oh. It agreed with my comparison. I see a lot of Martavius Bryant in him. Former Steelers.
I fucking knew he was going to say a Steelers player. That does nothing for me. That's supposed to give me hype?
If the Jags draft Martavius Bryant 17, you should be happy with that.
Where does he even play now?
Nowhere because off-field issues. But on the field, he was great.
Martavius Bryant. That's not who I was expecting you to say.
I was hoping for like Jamar Chase or...
Here, I'll look up.
Bro said Martavius Bryant. He said we should with be confidence. Happy.
And we should be happy with that.
Goodness.
Would you rather have that Justin Blackmon?
That might be the funniest shit you said.
What'd you call him?
Justin Blackmon?
Blackmon.
No, I thought he said Bustin, which is, makes sense. Yeah, that would be nice. But a straight edge Justin Blackmon.
I'm ready to not know who it is that the Jags draft because every draft I'm surprised. I'm like, who?
All right, give me a bonus pick. Who are the Chiefs? Who the Chiefs take in your mock draft?
They pick 32nd. Yep.
Bro, it's been a while since we talked football. I guess.
Wide receiver Keon Coleman.
Fuck.
Interesting. Why do Jags fans want him so bad?
Because he's a Seminole.
I guess. But I feel like more Jags fans are Gator fans. Bro, someone at the shrimp game was like, yo, Dunn, who you want in the draft? I said, a receiver. And they were like, Ricky Pearsall? The fucking Florida
at 17.
Guy.
I do like him.
I was like, I don't fucking know. No, probably. I hate when people are like, super excited to talk draft picks with me. Like I give a shit. Your guy that you want is not getting drafted. This side wants Keon. This side wants Ricky. This side wants Brian Thomas. This side wants cornerback. They're all going to be wrong.
There's some good cornerbacks. There's a deep cornered class and wide receiver class, by my estimation. Or
it's a good one. I hold your mock drafts in high regard, so I can't wait to tune in to just let me try to tell the truth with a straight face.
You hated my player comp before.
That was bad.
It was. Because we were just not expecting.
I don't even know if it's bad. I'm just talking shit because he's a Steeler and like I don't even know if he's accomplished anything in the league.
He did.
I remember his name. Don't remember his highlights.
Why do you leave the league?
Drug.
Drug? Which one?
Weed.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa, look at this. Bleacher Report. All pro comparison, Martavius Bryant.
You knew this.
I didn't look at Bleacher Report.
Prove it. Show us. Show us.
This is a revelation to you?
It's confirming my opinion even bias. More. He's long.
Oh, nice.
He's long.
Fast.
Okay, you might be up to something.
Was that grade? What grade is that?
8.1. A year one starter. Late first, early second.
Late first, early second.
Those things are dumb. I mean, just.
We would.
He's wide receiver 4. I think that's kind of consensus. I think the consensus is like, obviously Marvin Harrison, and then Malik Nabers, and then Rome Odunze, and then Brian Thomas is kind of what I'm seeing.
That's the other name. Rome. Romeo.
I like him a lot.
What's his pro comparison?
Rome Odunze.
Yep. Give it to me on the spot.
Stokely.
Give me one. Brandon Stokely.
No.
Julian Edelman.
No. No.
He's like 6'1", right?
Rome Odunze? No, he's 6'3", I think.
Right. Eric Decker?
I mean, it's...
He's all white guys.
He's great downfield. I was gonna like it's tough to put him to say Julio is a good as like his comp.
Give us fucking Julio. Why are you giving him Julio?
Give us Martavius. Because Rome's going top eight.
Could be or ten, top ten. I feel comfortable saying that.
All I'm saying is, Jags need to draft a receiver round one, or yeah. My hype's gone.
I need a corner too, man.
I thought they're kind of fine at corner. Like who the corners are right are.
It's like
I'm not saying they shouldn't draft a corner, but I wouldn't view that as the most Tyson pressing Campbell. Need.
What's his name?
And Campbell is good. No,
Darby.
No, and Ronald Darby. They
that's
signed.
That's opposite. He's starting. He didn't start in the Eagles, did he?
I mean, back in the day, like
yeah, back in the day. Goodness. And the Eagles had a trash secondary, didn't they?
He was not in the Eagles last year. Is that if that's what you're thinking of? He was in the Packers last year.
I feel like having Darby as a starting corner just doesn't seem like that makes sense.
I think that's somewhat reasonable.
Versus a rookie?
When's the last time he started?
Pretty sure last year.
Okay.
I mean, you can get... I think there's five corners in this draft that are there's a clear tier there that I like, and then I don't know if you can get one in the second.
The reason I say receiver first is because Trevor needs weapons. We need to score points, and I feel like we've beefed up the D line, which is priority. So
yeah, you have a lot of resources on defense.
Cornerback can come second because right now we're throwing a fucking Gabe Davis, Say Jones, and.
Christian Kirk.
Kirk.
Ingram.
Ingram.
Ingram. It's not an embarrassment of riches.
Parker Washington.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Kick return merchant.
The tight end from Penn State.
He is nice.
At God, blocking. What a terrible pick.
He's a blocking. He's good at blocking, but did we just sign another tight end from Australia? How many tight ends do we need?
Pause.
Okay, speaking of wrestling, so...
We're not speaking of wrestling at all.
Hunter sent me a message...
Who's Hunter?
Hunter? About wrestling, and I want you guys to hear it for yourself.
Why?
You'll see.
Listening to last week's episode, and if you are interested in, like, what it's like for a grown adult to just jump into wrestling and start liking it, hit me up because I made fun of wrestling all the time until we were at a daddy's in Phoenix last year. Missed that shit. And woke up on the couch or drunk at slumber to Money in the Bank. And it was fucking lit. I don't know how else to say it. And I took the time to start researching. And the more I researched and learned, and the more it was fun. The storytelling's great. And it's lit. That's the TLDR version, but if you ever, like, want 10 minutes on the pod, hit me up, and I can give that perspective.
Yeah, I noticed because he records Raw every Monday on my DirecTV stream account.
Yeah, out of context.
I'm not going to give him 10 minutes on the pod, but
you got that minute there.
That minute was good. Have you guys been watching?
Not at all. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry to you.
That I'm missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I prefer when you just update me yourself.
Sure.
And then
once a year, WrestleMania.
And then I can just watch clips as they come up on Twitter. Because I don't know, like, if I can sit through all
clips just come up for you on Twitter for wrestling.
Yeah, I follow like 4,000 people, so
okay.
There's gonna be somebody in there gonna watch wrestling.
It's never
what part of it doesn't do it for you.
The fake part.
Oh man.
I mean, your pitch for it is great. That like this is you would enjoy wrestling if like.
But you don't like movies.
Yeah, for the same reason that you watch anything entertaining. But like. I don't do that.
You're right.
So I don't like, I'm not going to like make fun of it but I don't think I'll ever be interested in it.
Like, I think you would make fun of it. I've seen you giggle while I've been talking about it.
I don't know.
Just because when it made you cry, I think that was funny.
He's giggling again.
No, I get it. Movies can make someone cry, so this can make you cry. I get it.
Oh, yeah, I have to give you a movie this weekend. Let me see if I can
think. Did Twister 2 come out yet?
No, it didn't.
I can't believe they're making a sequel to Twister. What can you do?
Tell me.
Another tornado.
There's going to be two of them this time.
Running from Dew. Sports movie?
I watched Moneyball recently to get in the baseball spirit during opening day.
Bro, you just watched that movie. Was that last year?
What?
No.
Yeah.
What about?
I didn't review it because I've seen it a million times.
Bro, a year ago you watched Draft Day to prepare us for the draft.
Just about, yeah.
That's wild. I feel like we just did that.
It definitely feels like a year ago.
Oh, it feels like a year ago?
I think so. It's been I feel like it's been a while.
There's a lot that's happened since then.
Yeah, yours, you guys were excited about the Jags at that point. That was so long ago.
Yours can feel long and short at the same time.
I want to pause you so bad.
I know.
But I don't know.
I almost said just like my penis, but.
Okay.
Jesus.
That's pause.
That's not pause.
That's right. That's too overt to be pause.
Take me back to New Orleans, Pittsburgh, back to back. What a 10-day stretch.
Put your dogs away.
Do you. I'm sure you guys discussed it. Did you guys preliminarily plan which cities you're going to go to? /city?
Preliminary. Singular? Preliminarily.
Preliminarily, not set any plans, but
I think it was Chicago, Vegas, and I'd like to go to Tennessee, but Jack, Eric's sick of that.
I'll go to Tennessee.
You don't have to go with
Jags, Titans. Shut the fuck up. The fuck?
We have so many friends.
I'm going by myself.
By yourself. There's so many people that'll go to Tennessee with you.
You go camping by yourself.
Mitch will go with you.
Yeah, Mitch.
Ebrio.
I do get some friends, don't I?
Yeah. Bro, Mitch has gone to Tennessee. But
I think Mitch literally just traveled with the Jags last year.
He's trying to go to every stadium. He's going to every. He said he's going to every away game this year. So you'll have crazy. You'll have a buddy. But yeah, I think Vegas and that's it, pretty much. Because Chicago's gonna be in London.
Is that set? Certain?
It will be. Because the Bears play in London. I don't see why they wouldn't just keep them over there for a couple weeks. Mm. But I'm hoping they don't, because I haven't been to Soldier Field yet.
I would like to see Chicago.
And we play in Miami. Maybe Jordan
gets tickets. Vegas is automatic with Blackie. So that'll be freaking. If I go to one game next year,
that'll probably
be so expensive.
And that'll probably be a BCD travel game, too. So there'll probably be a package for that. But
yeah. I don't care where I sit. New Orleans, didn't matter.
That game was crazy.
Yeah, Vegas.
It was, wasn't it?
Vegas is nice, too. It's an experience.
Never been.
They do halftime shows and shit. Like
have you been
Super
there?
Bowl. Yeah, I went for a random game because I was at a bachelor party.
Oh, right. You said that.
It was Raiders Bears. All Bears fans.
Remember after the Saints game, I went to Bourbon Street and won $300 on Hard Rock?
I do. I wasn't there, but I do.
God. I had the time of my life last year.
See, this crying is warranted because it's about football.
I'm not going to top last year. Just that beginning of the season is the best time of my life, sports-wise.
Wait. The beginning of that season was better than the ending of last season
before
that? Well, just take it a whole continuous stretch.
Yeah, yeah. Second half of two seasons ago
altogether.
And first half of this past season, sports-wise, probably will never get topped. Pause.
I do. Oh, shit, you beat me. Yeah.
That was so much fun. And
until they go to the Super Bowl.
And
whatever that is,
I don't know if I could pick that is actually so close. Whether Titans at home and Chargers at home, those night primetime games at home.
That Titans game, I forgot. I was there. It was great.
In a 2-week span versus going to New Orleans and going to Pittsburgh, mix in the tourist stuff. I couldn't tell you what I enjoyed more.
I would take.
I'd take the back-to-back home games.
Yeah, I think you should take that.
Yeah, but
because you're never going to see experience. Such a better Jags postseason victory than the Chargers game.
Yeah, I'm not. Which is sad. We're never, and I said that afterward.
I mean,
we're never going to see anything like that.
We say that all the time about sports. We'll never see this again until it happens again.
When does that happen? Name one.
We'll see. We will see. There will be another Caitlin.
The odds, I know, the odds of that comeback happening again.
Oh, yeah, 28-0 in that fashion.
In the playoffs.
Or 20-whatever-0. Because I feel like that would not have happened with any team but the Chargers. It had to be the Chargers.
Yeah.
That's the only team it could have happened against. And we were right under it. Like we
right under the game-winning field goal.
And we don't
and like all of our touchdowns too.
And we don't have that guy moved to New York. So that guy that got us those tickets doesn't even live here no more. So we won't
get fuck.
That. So wow. we won't get that experience again.
Wait a
that's wild.
Damn.
So it was all perfectly timed. So now we just have to wait for our next moment.
What if you left?
Left what?
The game.
I wish I could find my text for when I said that I was leaving.
I was so gone. Bro, my lips were just like white. I was dehydrated and cold. It was first half's a blur. Thank God there's a vlog.
That yeah, it was like definitely a blur. I don't.
I was fucking getting hit by cars at the tailgate and falling over.
I was ready for, I was ready for that game to be over and the season to be over down that much. Trevor throwing 5 picks. Well, we've come to the reminiscing part of the pod.
Because now all we can look forward to is Vegas. We don't even have a second city to look forward to this year.
Chicago? London, maybe. Okay. You guys going to go to the London game ever?
Second city is Chicago, actually. That's funny. That's their nickname.
Second city, is it? I didn't know that.
We going to what?
You ever think about going to a London game?
No.
No.
I don't want to support that.
I feel like it wouldn't feel like I'm at a Jags game.
Yeah.
I'm just in London watching an NFL game.
It pisses me off enough. I don't need to go over there for chips. Jags.
Again, it would be $2,000.
Is that how much tickets are?
Flight, hotel.
And the thought of like traveling that far, the thought of me traveling that far and watching a Jags loss to ruin like part of the trip would just, in a whole day, your whole day's gone. That would just, no, not worth it.
Not
even close. I'd rather go so many places else in the United States first.
I'd go to Jags game in Tokyo.
You would go to a Jags game?
That'd be awesome.
500 yen.
It's because of the city. London just doesn't really appeal to me. I've been to Epcot.
Is there a Tokyo and Epcot?
Yeah,
there's Japan, but
that is,
it's not Tokyo, it's Japan.
But Tokyo's in Japan.
I know.
Mm.
But no, I'm just the hype for the season. It's not like last year.
As in, it's less hype you have for the season.
Yeah. Now that I know who CJ Stroud is.
Right, that's tough.
And don't know who Trevor is.
Just Tokyo sounds.
It's our vlog. We should do an Epcot day again.
I agree. Damn. That's not what I wanted. Yeah.
Maybe when Jags go to London for 2 weeks.
Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
We'll go. We'll go international too. Epcot.
We're not going to stream.
Live stream?
Those live streams we did during
live stream at Epcot.
During the London games, they were fun.
Sam? They're fun?
They were fun.
I agree.
Right? When I made breakfast that one day,
For the Bills game?
Yeah, whatever.
Or Falcons.
I forget which one, but I made something.
Those were fun.
Live streaming is
the breakfast wraps.
Streaming is the wave now.
Did we go in 1-2? I think we went to London 1-2, or maybe 1-1.
Oh,
you won opener against the Colts, then you lost at home against the Chiefs, and you lost at home against the Texans.
Yeah, we were 1-2, yeah.
And then beat the Falcons. Like, we have to beat the Falcons, Bills.
Or the season's done.
Yeah, right. Because we'd be leaving 1-4.
Yeah,
and then we left. And then 3-2.
I was like, okay, we beat the Falcons, but I'm not happy. We need to beat the Bills.
You beat the Bills.
Then we beat the Bills.
Beat the hit. Bill. It wasn't even like scared. Then
we came home to Colts.
Damn,
I went to that game. It was win, right?
Mm-hmm. We always beat the Colts
at home. Yeah, true. So you got the Steelers in the playoffs in 2021.
Hmm. Oh.
When you guys beat Carson Wentz and the Colts, right. The clown game.
Clown out.
Great memories. We've had a lot of memories.
Yeah.
In this Trevor Lawrence stretch.
Yeah, Trevor. I forgot that was Trevor. And you guys were still the one first overall pick. You won that game and still had the first overall pick. That's tough. Do we have more sports to discuss? NBA?
Oh, God, no. Please, no.
I'm just shocked the Thunder are the first seed in the West. I am interested to watch them. I don't know if I will. Just the seven game series is such a drag. Like, I'm kind of over it.
Takes so long.
Is NHL 7?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Baseball's not 7.
But NHL is fun, though.
Baseball is 7. Like, after the first, like, couple rounds.
The first round's 5, and the second round's, and then after that, 7.
Jeez, your feet are scary, bro.
Because they're veiny?
Yeah.
Mine get like that, kind of. See?
Sick.
It's weird.
It's because we're white.
Oh, guess I'm veiny.
Well,
we ended with reminiscing about like the good Jag seasons.
I'll look at the Jag schedule. Do a record prediction.
That would be funny.
They go to Buffalo. Ford Field. You guys play at the Link.
We play gross. The Lions.
We play the Eagles again?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We play the Lions, though?
Yeah, you guys got the North, NFC North.
Oh.
At home or we in Detroit?
At Detroit, at Fuck. Chicago. And you host the Packers and host the Vikings, which is so weird.
Yeah, that's 6-win season.
Oh, you guys host Aaron Rodgers and the Jets?
Damn.
We don't know what they look like. Defense is going to kick our ass, though. They're coming back with a fucking vengeance, I feel like.
Mm.
The Jets defense.
Oh, there's still 5 more months.
Till football?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Wow.
We got the tennis draft majors next week. In between. We got Wimbledon.
Yeah, summer's gonna be tough.
Baseball. Summer baseball.
Absolutely nothing.
Summer's not gonna be tough. Like, fuck the sports. Just go outside, what? Man.
It's 98 degrees outside, bro. I can't.
You got a trailer? Take that bit somewhere.
I will be camping a lot this summer.
Does it have AC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fuck?
What you thought it fucked as well? Wait.
You thought it was a tent?
How much you camping this summer? You're going to live in that thing?
A lot. Yeah. I'm
What's
camp.
A lot? Like it's every be weekend? Like
probably twice a month.
Every other weekend?
Yeah.
South Carolina, it's be my, Georgia? North
yeah, Carolina? What do you have in mind?
Or is that too far?
Nah, Georgia, maybe in Alabama. And then a lot of Florida, a lot of Florida state campgrounds.
But the tide.
Have 2 books so far. One of them, I'm going to pair a Zach Bryan concert with a camping weekend, which is going to be so much fun.
Where?
Orlando-ish. The state campground is like 20 minutes away from the Kia Center, which is where Zach Bryan will be.
In Orlando.
Yeah. But the campground's like in a like that. A state preserved area.
I thought you were gonna say prison.
So that's like my that dream. Weekend sounds like my dream weekend. Going to like camping from concerts on Sunday, but camping from Saturday to Monday and just playing his music like all day Sunday and then going to his concert blacked.
Not Taylor Swift. If do you even care about Taylor Swift anymore?
She's releasing it. Thank you. She's releasing a new album Friday.
And do you care?
Oh, yeah. And it'll be amazing. And
what if you hate it?
True. What if you hate it?
There's very slim chance that I hate it. There's actually no chance that I hate it.
Is this going to be about Travis Kelce?
No, it's going to be about her past boyfriend, her previous boyfriend.
Why? Do you know that?
It's too obvious. I how? It's just I can't.
Is it about breakups? Like, what's it called?
The Tortured Poet. The Tortured Poets Society Department. The Tortured Poets Department. But it's about her.
So she's past the poet boyfriend. That's been tortured by her ex-lover.
Probably. Something like that.
But I just want the Travis Kelce songs to come out.
That'll be if they ever break up.
But if they
broke up, that would be a wild album.
She doesn't sing when she's happy.
She did. She has an album called Lover. Oh, yeah. Which is wow is what she Who's released that about? The person she's about to release an album.
Oh. About.
So she released Lover when she was in love with
This is cinema.
Yeah. She released Lover when she was in love with Joe Alwyn or however you say his name in.
I like that song.
That was a very good song. But now this album is about the same guy. She's in a long relationship with him, like 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So what'd she write about in those 6 years?
She took a lot of time off.
Wow.
She released a Lover album during that time, but I think that's it. I'm sorry. She also wrote her two folk albums, Evermore and Folklore, during that time. And that's about just made up fantasies and some about herself as well. But those are a lot of like folk tales that she told and came up with herself during the pandemic.
So it sounds like she kind of needs breakups to be successful.
No, the Folklore and Evermore are my favorite albums of her or discography.
What are her most popular albums?
Reputation, which is about like her comeback from the Kanye West scandal after that shit went down and she disappeared for like 4 years.
Like when he went on stage, that thing? What's the scandal?
Something about... Yeah.
I probably should know this.
I don't even know it that well because I wasn't like a fan back then. So I'm like trying to catch up, but I don't really care that much about the past.
Okay.
But yeah, new album Friday. I can't wait.
Isn't she going on tour again? You gonna go?
Oh yeah, she's gonna start on tour again, and I will be at the Taylor Swift concert in Miami in October.
You're gonna do the camper?
It could fan? If it's
Oh, you didn't match up with the game?
If no, it's on a Jags if it's Dolphins. On a it's on if it's on a freaking It's on a Sunday, so there's no
Yeah, right. It wouldn't
Dolphins game.
You're gonna miss football for that?
Bro, if there's a good Jags like game that week, I'm gonna be kinda sick.
What would be good? That's still kinda
If early. It was like the Raiders Jags game that I wanna go to.
What would you choose?
I would probably sell my ticket.
You already have your ticket.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. If I didn't have it, I wouldn't it's so hard to get.
Pause. Okay.
I know I'd make a lot of money from it.
That would pay for the trip.
It would.
Vegas trip.
It would. But yeah, I'd choose. But fuck, it'd be so hard. My sister would kill me.
Is it like a special occasion or is it just because she's in Miami and it's close?
It's close, yeah.
She'll understand if it's Vegas.
Sounds like she won't.
She will not understand.
Call her.
She will not understand.
Call her right now.
Actually,
and ask
I
her.
Should.
Ask her.
I should call her and.
And tell her the schedule just came out.
Okay. I won't.
Just planning now.
Yeah.
Is it okay? And I won't tell her that she's being recorded. So shh, be quiet.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
The This is this is everything's okay, but this is about the Jags. And October.
you don't tread so lightly is what you're about to say. What?
So I really wanted
to work. Bad timing.
I really wanted to go to Vegas, like, so bad to watch them play the Raiders. And, of course, that's the day that of the Taylor concert.
Well, I mean, it's not like you need, I mean, everyone's bailing on me for it, so I don't, it is what it is. I mean, it's just really annoying. I'm not mad to do it. It's just very unfortunate that everyone failed.
Okay, stop. Shelby, I'm just kidding.
Why would you do that, Andrew?
I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Are you kidding?
I'll explain later.
I'm literally at work. You did that for me just now?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Have a good shift.
Excuse me?
Let's have a good shift.
What the hell?
Okay. So that's how she would react.
It's okay. Everyone's bailing anyway.
I know. That made me feel so bad. Yeah, she did have friends that were supposed to go too. And if I didn't go, it'd probably leave her by herself.
So they bought the tickets and bailed after that? That's crazy.
All right. So now knowing her reaction, what if it actually happens?
Yeah, I'd have to probably go to the Taylor Swift concert.
You wouldn't
go to the concert
if Raiders Jags fell same day.
I think you would. The FOMO would creep. Preemptive FOMO would creep
you'd
in.
Have and Blackie you'd, in your ear.
Yeah, true.
And I already went to a Taylor concert.
Yeah,
you've never been to a Jags game.
Although you know what I would do. You know what I would do. I know what I would do.
Go to both.
I would give my ticket to some to face value, so I wouldn't make any money on it. To someone that she would want to go to the concert with, and that would make
like her your dad.
That would make her happy.
I like how you're thinking this out now because we thought of this.
I'm rooting for it now.
Yeah, it's gonna happen now. This is how my life works.
October what?
20 something.
24th, I'm guessing.
I'm not looking it up.
It's fine.
Alrighty.
Schedule release next month. See you there.
I'm so excited for the schedule release.
Shut up.
Mitchell sends me mock schedules. Mitchell makes mock schedules like
Ayuk
all the time.
Where's Ayuk going?
He's a Steeler. Pittsburgh.
He's a Steeler.
He's a Steeler. I got
birds. He probably is.
That'd be awesome.
I'm excited for you because this is going to be a more fun
what a game
than last year.
Wait, Florida was down 0-2.
More fun season for the Steelers, you mean?
Yeah. It's going to be more fun for you this year to watch than last year.
Why is that? Tell me more. Let's talk about the Steelers.
Because let's say you get Ayuk. You have Ayuk. You have Pickens. You don't have the drop merchant and Deontay Johnson anymore. You've got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And I think that's 10 times better quarterback room than fucking Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett. Though you don't want to hear that. And I think you'd be up. I think you'd be up. Especially if you land Ayuk.
Yeah.
Because what Justin Fields was doing with DJ Moore, like he gets Pickens and Ayuk, I feel like that'd be crazy.
I'm like halfway through this film project of Russell Wilson.
Project. Are you starting all the way back in Seattle?
No, just last year.
I just don't see Russell Wilson making it past like week 3.
I don't know.
He's not good anymore.
He's good, my opinion.
Really?
He could be.
Better than Fields right now?
Well, I'm going to watch all Fields of last year.
Fields sucks. Don't watch Fields. It sucks. He can't throw.
Even if he gets 80-yard touchdowns running, I think that's better than Russell Wilson's providing. 3 and outs.
It's an incomplete project, but at this point, and what that was my thoughts at first, like I think I still prefer Fields.
You're wise to think that.
But again, I'm only like a little over halfway through Russ last year, and only did one game of Fields. Granted, I watched Fields' best game because that was they played each other, so I just watched both that game. But yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I just thought of this now, but interested to see how the Chiefs once again navigate losing somebody and still winning it all.
Losing
Rice, is he not going to be playing?
That's up in the air, but they Snead. Remember when Darius Snead, they lost.
Remember when they lost Tyreek Hill and won it all?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah.
Yes.
When Valdez Scantling won them the Super Bowl?
Jeez, that guy.
A wide receiver 3-4.
They maybe? Lost him.
I don't even know who they have anymore.
They got Marquise Brown.
Oh, yeah. That's all they need. Kelce and Brown.
And Rice.
What can Brown do for you? And Pacheco.
They re-signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire, too. Yeah,
Pacheco. Another year Pacheco. See, in the Super Bowl, Kansas City, it's been real.
What? Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, like, against the Jags.
Oh, hell
that
no.
That couldn't happen.
I'm thinking about the Jags, boy. Weak-ass team.
Not thinking about it. We reminisced on them for, like, a half hour.
All right, y'all. It has been a pleasure. This is... the last episode of
this, April
this week. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Oh, that was me. Shit, I thought you was taking it. Thanks for listening, y'all. Make sure y'all come to a Jumbo Shrimp game. Visit your local baseball stadium. It's baseball season. It's all we care about right now. NHL playoffs too. No NBA. We don't do that anymore. But until next time, this has been, you already know, down the Drew, baby. Just a little tiny hint of Jack. A little tiny hint. Peace.